It isn't much of a scar, I went on. Sometimes when I'm in the bath, I rub my fingers across it, and it's just a tiny ridge, really, about like this. I rubbed one of my knuckles with my index finger and held it out for the doctor to do the same. He brought his hand up, but then he hesitated. I saw his eyes jump toward mine. In a moment, he drew his hand back and felt his own knuckle instead. A cut of that sort should have healed smoothly, he told me. Perhaps it isn't as big as I've said. After all, my leg is very, well, sensitive, you see. Even just a drop of rain falling onto it is enough to make me shudder. I'm not going to pretend any of this made sense. A bump wouldn't seem bigger just because my leg was sensitive. And anyway, when was the last time I'd felt a drop of rain on my bare leg? But now that I understood why Dr. Crabb was really interested in me, I suppose I was half disgusted and half fascinated as I tried to imagine what was going on in his mind. In any case, the doctor cleared his throat and leaned toward me.
And have you been practicing?
Practicing?
You sustained the injury when you lost your balance while you were... Well, you see what I mean. You don't want that to happen again, so I expect you've been practicing. But how does one practice such a thing?
After this, he leaned back and closed his eyes. It was clear to me he expected to hear an answer longer than simply a word or two. Well, you'll think me very silly, but every night, I began, and then I had to think for a moment. The silence dragged on, but the doctor never opened his eyes. He seemed to me like a baby bird just waiting for the mother's beak. Every night, I went on, just before I step into the bath, I practice balancing in a variety of positions. Sometimes I have to shiver from the cold air against my bare skin, but I spend 5 or 10 minutes that way. The doctor cleared his throat, which I took as a good sign. First, I try balancing on one foot, and then the other, but the trouble is, up until this point, the Baron, on the opposite side of the platform from me, had been talking with his other guests, but now he ended his story. The next words I spoke were as clear as if I'd stood at a podium and announced them. When I don't have any clothing on... I clapped a hand over my mouth, but before I could think of what to do, the Baron spoke up.
My goodness, he said. Whatever you two are talking about over there, it certainly sounds more interesting than what we've been saying.
The men laughed when they heard this. Afterward, the doctor was kind enough to offer an explanation.